News Talk ZB.
Australian correspondent Murray Olds is with us. Hello, Murray.
Afternoon, Chris.
Malcolm Turnbull's been given a bit of a grilling by John Howard over the same-sex marriage vote, hasn't he?
Oh, the saga goes on, and I guess not surprisingly, John Howard, old school, traditional, very conservative, and he's basically siding with Tony Abbott, who has been campaigning non-stop ever since, well, long before, in fact, we had the green light to go ahead with a silly survey. Tony Abbott making the point, now, John Howard, there must be protections around religious freedom and freedom of speech. Long before, because the yes vote is expected to get up, yes, Australians will support marriage between two men or two women. And what John Howard is saying now, backing up Tony Abbott, there must be, if not legislation, very clear government plans around the protection of churches and individual church ministers who, for their own reasons, will decide they don't want to marry two men or two women. Now, the government is saying, we shan't worry about it. Let's get the vote done. We'll worry about it afterwards. And John Howard says that's precisely the problem. There'll be a mad rush to get into legislation, the same-sex marriage. There'll be no thought given to providing protection for those who need it. I don't see the government moving on this at all, but they just want to get the ball rolling. That's now happening. Just move on to the vote. They'll sign off on it before Christmas. That's the timeline Malcolm Turnbull wants to have. And so we'll wait and see which way the mop flops here, but I'm not seeing too much opportunity for change between now and polling day.
All right, Murray. A man's been arrested for a stabbing at a school in Brisbane.
Yeah, this is very, very serious indeed. They say, police, it was a robbery gone wrong, an exclusive school, Somerville House, in Brisbane. Now, just before dawn, Wednesday morning, so early yesterday morning, security guard there doing the rounds, and he's attacked. He's stabbed five times in the back, the stomach, and in the arms. Now, he's collapsed on the ground in the school, and, luckily he was able to summon help. The guy's done a runner. Well, today, only a couple of hours ago, there's a 25-year-old man who was arrested at a bus stop, we understand, up in Brisbane on the outskirts of the city. Now, he's been taken into custody a couple of hours ago, as I say, being questioned. Charges may be laid this afternoon. Robbery gone wrong was the police explanation at this stage, and the guard, well, his condition is improving, so that's a hell of a good news for his family, I'm sure, and for him.
Murray, massive problems at Sydney Airport right now. High winds, is it?
Yeah, too right. Look, it's just the weirdest weather patterns we're having here in Sydney. Yesterday, would you believe, 35, 36 degrees, very gusty westerlies. Well, today we've got the winds from the south, very blowy indeed, over 60, up to 70 k's an hour. What that's done at Sydney Airport, for those who know it, very exposed there, straight off the water of Botany Bay, they've now had to cancel or delay 70 flights have been delayed, more by the latest count, I'm sure. Dozens of others have been cancelled in and out of Sydney. At this point, only domestic flights are affected, so if people are coming over from New Zealand on an Air New Zealand flight or a Qantas International flight, you'll be allowed to land. Well, chances are you'll be allowed to land unless the wind gets up much more, but then the domestic connections onto other destinations are going to be affected. And they're saying, Chris, it could be up to 2 days before the operation can resume as normal, because that's the extent of the backlog. So if you're coming over to Sydney, have a look and check with your airline just to see if, in fact, your flight is going to be able to get in, and if it is, if you're going to be able to get away to another destination.
Nothing worse than bad delays at an airport. Australian correspondent.
Shocking.
It's awful. Murray Olds, good to have you on the program. Thanks for your time.
Okay, mate, cheers.
Barry Seibert with Politics is next. It's 16 to 5.